The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Irkham Taxes Show. Albin?
Yes, sir.
Is everything okay?
Oh, it's doing great.
Everything good?
Oh, good. You
took off your Irkham Taxes Show hat. Is there any reason that you did that?
No, I thought later we'd put a plug in for MyPillow and
Irkham. Oh, no, because I got used to it. In a few minutes, we have on Kevin McGarry. He's with an organization called Every Black Life Matters, and it is... you'll see. He does it with Neil Mammon, whom we've had on this show. And I was really looking forward to getting him on. So he'll be on in a few minutes. In hour two, we're talking about the Black Robe Regiment. Very extremely interesting. All right. But Albin, so much to talk about right now, because I was on a road trip. I was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee at World Outreach Church. I got stuck there because there was snow in New York. I didn't think I could get back. So I stayed there and flew directly to Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we did the show from Charleston, South Carolina. People have seen me there. And then Suzanne was with me at that point, and we went to Orange County, California. I spoke at Chino Hills Calvary Chapel. Jack Hibbs is the pastor. And it was one of the most amazing experiences I've had speaking.
Yeah.
It was extremely packed. There were thousands and thousands of people. I mean, it was kind of unbelievable. It was wonderful. And so many of them listened to this program. I was in awe. I mean, in the book line, I'm signing books. All these people said, I listen to the show every day. I listen to the show. And I thought, wow, this is just, you know, because different places the show airs at different times. And so obviously it airs at a time when, it's easy for people to listen to it.
Hey, did anybody say anything nice about me?
I just tune that stuff out. I want to keep focused on myself.
That's fishing for a compliment out of water. By the way, this arrived over the weekend, so I finally got.
Oh, you got the real book, Fish Out of Water, by Eric Metaxas.
Finally did.
Finally got the real thing. Now the pictures, you got to admit, those are some nice color photos.
Blew me away. I loved them. Yeah, beautiful.
I was talking to my mom yesterday and my dad, and she was saying that because my father's eyesight is not great, he can't really read at this point. So she's been reading him parts of the book.
Yeah.
And I thought, what could be sweeter than that? It just makes me so happy. And I was in Chino Hills Calvary Chapel, and that sermon they said to me, I was going to speak twice. And then they kind of bullied me into speaking three times. And I said, speaking three times, I'm going to die. Like, I can't speak, you know, three sermons like in a morning. And they basically threatened me. So I said, okay. And then they said, I said, how long are the, you know, how long do you need me to talk? And he says, about an hour per service. So I don't know why I didn't lose my voice, but it was just, it was an extraordinary experience. So I want to say that I'm going to be posting this on social media. I may have already, I'm trying to remember, but it was really fun. They were a very, very fun group. I think we're posting the 10 a.m. sermon. They have a 7:15 a.m. sermon. I mean, a 7:15 a.m. service. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Packed 7:15 a.m. Something's wrong. Something's not right with that. But anyway, it was just wonderful. Jack Hibbs is an extraordinary pastor out there, and it was a privilege to hang out with them. And and the Atlantic Monthly published an article, an interview with me
Yeah, read it.
I'm not sure what I think of it. I think it was basically fair. Yeah. The woman, Emma Green, who's the reporter, you know, she's a journalist. She's coming from a different point of view, clearly. I mean, she was extremely polite, but it's hard to think that people on that side of things just don't think that I'm nuts, because I believe that the election was not on the up and up. And when they ask for evidence, it's so black and white, like there's no evidence. And I've seen enough compelling evidence that I'm wondering why so many judges weren't willing to look at it. So, but anyway, that the point is that the Atlantic Monthly wrote or did an interview with me, and I think it's at least worth reading if you get it. It's obviously online, but anyway, I just thought I should let people know that it's out there. If you're not signed up to the newsletter, we send all this stuff out. Just go to ericmetaxas.com. If you have trouble signing up, just email us where it says contact, and we'll sign you up if you're having trouble. Albin, we've been selling a lot of Giza dream sheets. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But it, you know what? Because people say, I already have a lot of pillows. But I'll tell you, the Giza dream sheets, and the one that Ann and I really, really like, and we bought them for gifts, are the towels. And I am not kidding. Those towels are so absorbent, and they're beautiful colors. We have gotten so many of the MyPillow towels that everybody out there, if you've got the pillows, great. If you need the mattress topper, get that, get the towels, and use the code Eric, please. They're great.
Did you know there was a thing on Twitter, and it was so dark that I just couldn't retweet it, even though it was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. It had a picture of Mike Lindell holding the MyPillow, but holding it in front of him, not like, you know, hugging it to himself, but like holding it like a pillow in front of him. And it showed Joe Biden in a bed, like looking frightened. And it said, "Make America Great Again." And the implication was that Mike Lindell was, you know, he was in the smothering business. And it just was so sick that I couldn't get out of my head. I was just laughing and laughing, "Make America Great Again." But it was obviously so dark that I didn't dare retweet it. Yeah. Because, you know, people would accuse me of fomenting murder, right? Fomenting, ladies and gentlemen, F-O-M-E-N-T-I-N-G, murder. I think you know how to spell that. But anyway, Mike Lindell has been attacked so much. He has put in his own money and time and energy into producing Absolute Proof, which is this documentary. And I do think it's worth watching. It's online, Absolute Proof. It's worth checking out. See what you think. I mean, I'm obviously fascinated by this subject.
Yeah, yeah. I think between that and the Time magazine piece saying, "Yeah, we did it, and yay, yay, yay," and they said they saved democracy or something by canceling people's
votes. This story is not over. There's so many unanswered questions. I have to tell you, the Capitol riot, whatever happened there, in the Atlantic article, I said, I'm not even clear on what happened. Everybody's saying, what do you mean? You don't know what happened? A Trump supporter, you know, murdered a cop with a fire extinguisher, beat him with a fire extinguisher. They kept saying this over and over and over. And I said, well, who's the name of the murderer? Are they arrested? How do you know? And nobody has any answers.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough, they
retracted.
The New York Times and CNN retracted. They retracted this information. Now that it's out there, everybody knows it happened, even though it didn't happen. And so even in the article, Emma Green is asking me this. And by the time the article came out, the retraction had already been printed. It did not happen, as they've been saying. They think he was killed. They don't know how he was killed. They right. actually don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm just fascinated that this has been used, you know, to silence people when it wasn't even true. And this is the kind of thing I just want to say, just so people understand where I'm coming from. You don't have to agree with me, but when I see that kind of behavior where people are taking things that we don't even know what happened, but they're already using it as a bludgeon to say, "We're going to force you to be quiet because, you know, there's murder." And then you realize the only woman killed was a Trump supporter.
Right.
She was an unarmed Trump supporter who was obviously overexcited, and she was shot at point blank range It's unbelievable.
Right.
And nobody's really talking about this. Anyway, I just, it's confusing. Boy, we need to have grace for each other. This is tough. When we come back, we're talking to Kevin McGarry. Every Black Life Matters in Hour 2, Black Robe Regiment. Don't go away.
Make like a Mr. Meek and you'll get cut out. Make like a little lamb and wham, you're shorn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, welcome back. I am today talking to Kevin McGarry. He is the head of something called Every Black Life Matters. Kevin McGarry, welcome to this program.
Thank you for having me, Eric. It's just such a great pleasure. I've always been a big fan, and we've had a chance to meet over the years.
You're very kind. I got to tell you, I know about your organization because of Neil Mammon.
Yes.
Did you guys co-found it? Tell us about this, because most people... You know, when you say something like Every Black Life Matters, first thing they want to know is, what is that? So
yeah, right.
Tell us who you are and who Neil is, and he's been on this program before, but tell us about this.
Yes, Neil and I are the founders of Every Black Life Matters. So here's what happens. We saw the rage, the rampaging, the violence, the destruction all of that happening last summer. We also saw the outrage over the witness of the murder of George Floyd. And with all of the death and destruction and all of that was going on, we everybody agreed with the sentiment that Black Lives Matter, but people of faith and people of moral conscience couldn't agree with the fundamentals of the organization Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And we felt, both Neil and I are in ministry, have been for years, discipling others and ministers mostly and that kind of stuff. So we've been in that soup, that realm for a while. But we felt that the Lord was giving us a directive to come up with, to actually initiate a counter-argument organization that is really true to its calling that every Black life matters. So here's the thinking. Before anyone could assert that Black lives matter generally, they would have to believe that every single Black life matters specifically, which means that if people were sincere about the sentiment, they should certainly be sincere about every Black life mattering from the womb to natural death. And so we're taking what BLM started as just, police brutality and mostly white on Black, police brutality. And we're expanding it to include the entire, to all phases of Black life, where there is actual systemic plight. Most of that plight has been initiated and directed by progressives and leftists. But the fact is that plight is there, and we do need an organization that's going to be sincere about supporting and helping Black life from conception to the grave. And so that's why we started.
We're living in weird times because, as you know better than most, that we're having to really be savvy. Yep. And to be wise as serpents when we deal with things, because there are a lot of dark forces out there, Marxist organizations like Black Lives Matter, the organization, yep, that they claim to be for one thing. And everybody says, well, of course, I care about, I'm against racism, whatever. You know, what idiot is not against racism? Right, what Christian is not against racism? The fact that we even have to talk about this, to me, gets silly, because it's when you see actual evidence that everybody would say, let's go after that. I mean, if it's true that cops are targeting young Black men, I mean, I don't know anybody that would say, well, wait a minute, who cares? I mean, we don't care. Right. We care. Of course we care. But the problem is we're being told we have to buy into a Marxist organization, a Marxist movement that has a ton of values that I fundamentally disagree with, and most Americans fundamentally disagree with, but because of white guilt, we're being told, shut up, don't talk about that, just talk about the fact that you're a racist and that if you don't support Black Lives Matter, you're supporting racism. Exactly. And I think that there's not been enough pushback. I know that churches have gone on board with Black Lives Matter, and I think, folks, do you need to give your money and your time to a Marxist organization that in many ways exists to tear down everything you're setting up? Can't you, on your own, out of your own Christian faith, support what we affirm, which is that every life matters, and that racism is wrong? Why do you have to go over to this Marxist organization, which is, I mean, really, they're a wicked organization in many ways. So I assume that you and Neil are responding to that. That's the idea behind every Black Lives Matters.
Exactly. So what we felt the prompting was is that we take the momentum of the movement, and for anybody to dismiss this movement as just trivial and not really having momentum and it'll go away, we could have said that from 2012 to last year, but after last year, this organization has amassed donation commitments exceeding $10 billion. So in just the last month, they've become the behemoth in the nonprofit space. And so for us to dismiss them just like, oh, well, they'll go away, it's foolery. So what we wanted to do, though, is they have a lot of momentum. What we wanted to do is take their momentum and do an Aikido move. If you're familiar with martial arts and you're familiar with Aikido, basically, you take the momentum and velocity or in velocity of an opponent and you use it against them. You shift it, you change it. So we're taking part of their narrative, the black part and the matter part, and we're saying every single black life matters to me. Does every single black life matter to you? So that's a different kind of a thing when you talk to a Black Lives Matter person who's Black Lives Matter, bro, Black Lives Matter. And you say, look, every single black life matters to me. Does it matter to you? You know, like, they know it's a trick, right? And then I go on to explain, from conception to the grave, every black life matters to us. Does that matter to you? Then they're caught in a conundrum. We're taking the momentum of their messaging, we're shifting it, we're reframing the narrative to something that they cannot accept, because fundamentally what we're exposing is that they are a political movement. It's not principled. It's not a justice movement by any stretch. It's a political movement. And so what we have to expose is that this is a leftist, progressive, Marxist political movement that is not at all concerned about black life, because if they were, they'd be in line with us. They'd say, you know what? Every single black life does matter from conception to the grave. So yes, you know, the targeting of black life in the womb for extermination, Margaret Sanger's words, does matter to us. Yes, the targeting of black students by not giving them school choice and using them basically as the sort of pillar of public school systems, so we can relegate black and brown students to a certain kind of education and make and radicalize them in the process. Yeah, that's not right. That matters to us too. Actually, criminal justice reforms matters to us. Fatherhood initiatives, keeping our fathers in the homes in the black community matters. So we're bringing up all of the things that truly make a difference in black life. And we're actually, we're ratcheting it up to the extent that we're actually challenging then all of the notorious BLMs to say, look, if black lives really matter, then certainly it matters in this way, right?
Well, it seems to me that, you know, I don't know anybody that doesn't believe that every life matters and absolutely every black life matters. I don't know anybody. So the fact that right. They put out this idea that black lives matter, and you think, what do you mean by that? Right. And by the way, because I believe black lives matter, I will never support the organization called Black Lives Matter. I will never put Black Lives Matter in an email, because if you care about black lives in America, Black Lives Matter is supporting policies that are crushing and destroying black communities. When you want to destroy the nuclear family,
yes,
you want to destroy the tenets of Christian faith, you are harming blacks. So how do I not stand against Black Lives Matter? And you obviously, and our mutual friend Neil Mammon, are giving people an alternative. But it stuns me how usually guilty whites who are really very ignorant of this stuff, they don't want to think about this. They just want to say, okay, who do I give money to?
Right.
You're giving money to an organization that is harming blacks in America, and you need to know about that.
Yeah, so to your point, Black Lives Matter as an organization does make black life very, very difficult. When you destroy the nuclear family, as you've astutely, you know, have seen that they do, these are their own. So we're not. So here's the thing for our white guilted friends and partners. We're not disparaging the organization. We're using their very talking points to just point out what they've said. They said they want to destroy the nuclear family. They said that they're anti-father and anti-heteronormative father in the household. They've said that they're revolutionary Marxists. They've said that they want to destroy the American way of life. They've said that they do spirit cooking and incantations and witchcraft.
Okay, I want to come back. When we come back, I want to talk to you about that. People need to wake up. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a 3-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, I'm talking to Kevin McGarry. He and my friend Neil Mammon have founded an organization called Every Black Life Matters. The website is everyblm.org, everyblm.org. Check it out, everyblm.org. Okay, Kevin, you just said when we went to the break that, I mean, there are some nasty things being pushed by the BLM movement. And you don't hear about that. Again, these like really ignorant, usually white corporations, they just want to throw money. It's like a shakedown. Like, yep. don't burn us down. Don't out us to the media that we may not be doing things right. We're not diverse enough. We'll just throw some money at you. And they're exactly. giving money to an organization that is Marxist, that is advocating policies that break down the Black family, that break down Black marriages, that marginalize fathers, that do everything against our views as Americans and as Christians. And most Blacks in America have our view on this.
Yes.
But BLM pretends like we're talking for those people. They're talking against those people. The last thing you said is the most shocking. You said spirit cooking. What is spirit cooking that BLM does? What is that?
Yeah, so basically, our friend Abe Hamilton did a exposition, a documentary. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's on the American Family Network. But anyway, and you could Google him and his.
What's the first name?
Abraham Hamilton.
Abe Hamilton. Okay.
And basically, he found actual video evidence of the founders of BLM, Black Lives Matter, speaking about how they go to these sites where people have been killed, and when they say speak his name or speak her name, they're actually these incantations are actual, you know, sort of bringing up their spirits and their actual, you know, spiritual incantations and witchcraft that they're performing at those sites. So,
okay, so you're talking about necromancy. Sorcery and necromancy, yeah, which is
exactly
very harshly condemned in the Bible, but you're saying that's what BLM does.
That's what they, and the good news is that there's actual documentary evidence of them saying it themselves. So we're not disparaging the organization. We're only mentioning the things that they have put out there that they're all about. And so if you were to go and look at that, you could see very clearly that that's what they do. Now, here is the troubling issue for us as brothers in the Lord and the body of Christ. We have a lot of churches, and especially Black churches, that have aligned with BLM, at least hierarchically, at least, you know, holistically, or, you know, at least at a you know, sort of summarily level. And they've encouraged their parishioners to go out and march and be a part of BLM rallies and et cetera, while BLM are asking them to kneel, bow, provide incantations over these areas where these people have been killed. And so what's really troubling is now we actually have the body of Christ participating in demonism, abject demonism. So this is not like, well, maybe it's cursory. Maybe it falls at, no. This is abject demonism that we're participating in now. And really a lot of what we're allowing to happen in society by way of just being silent as a church body is we're allowing the fundamentals of critical race theory and social justice and liberation theology or Black liberation theology to fundamentally change not just society, that's one thing, we could deal with the secular world, but change how you and I interact within our church communities or within our church body. We have a lot of seminaries that actually literally teach CRT right now, critical race theory. And they're teaching it to be, you know, they're theologians that they're graduating with MDiv degrees in, et cetera. So this is a problem because now we're literally heaping curses on our church communities over the pulpit. And what I mean by that is if you look at Galatians 1:8 and 1:9, Paul is very clear. He says, I don't care even if you have an angel from heaven bring you a doctrine or a gospel other than what we have preached, they are accursed. They are cursed to hell. When you have pastors melding, you know, these philosophies of BLM and CRT and liberation theology and social justice into the purity of our gospel message, literally we're cursing our churches right now. So this is a big issue that we need to address.
It's huge and it's chilling, isn't it, that we have churches that are either ignorant or lazy. They're just not understanding that this is so scary. They need to pay attention if they're going to ally themselves with BLM. But it's almost like there's a lot of social pressure. I mean, I've seen this. There's so much social pressure to just shut up and go along with something. And you think, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I mean, but it's funny because I think I always go back to the 30s in Germany and the Nazis because I wrote a book about it and because my family was there at that time. And these were good people that didn't take the time to understand where things were drifting because they said, well, the Nazis are good for family or they're good for this. Or the Nazis were not advertising the dark stuff, the nasty stuff until it was too late. And then people realized, what have I helped to make happen. And they realized, I helped make this happen. I had a voice to stop it, but I went along with it. And now we're all in trouble. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Kevin McGarry, who is one of the founders of Every Black Life Matters, the website everyblm.org. Check it out. See the girls in California, I'm hoping it's going to come true. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Metaxas. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Metaxas, expressvpn.com/Metaxas, express.com/Metaxas to protect your data today. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Folks, I'm talking to Kevin McGarry. He is one of the founders of Every Black Life Matters, which stands in great contrast to Black Lives Matters. Kevin, so what do you do and what does Neil Mammon do? In other words, normally, you know, this is not like a full-time thing for you, or maybe it's become that, but normally you're just living your life, but you felt called to step up.
Right. So Neil and I are first of all, we've written, each of us, four different books. So we're authors, we're trainers, workshop leaders, teachers, disciplers. But professionally, we're both IT executives as well. So I have we're both here in Silicon Valley. We have a number of startups that we're a part of the team. I have a couple that I've started on my own as well. But so we're IT guys, and we just so happened to hear that there or heed the call that we felt God was giving us, which is we need to, you know, we need to raise the remnant church. And so we're starting what we call remnant workshops, remnant rising workshops for church communities to actually go through and fully deconstruct CRT, social justice, and liberation theology, Black liberation theology within church environments. Because we, like you said, the church has sort of, we're not discerners of the time. Where are the sons of Issachar when you need them, right? We need to lift the veil by God's grace, by Holy Spirit, lift the veil and allow us to really see the times and to really be prepared as the bride, the perfect bride that Jesus is coming for. Yet we're so disunited right now. We're completely divided. We get churches, Neil and I get calls from pastors with multi-ethnic churches around the country a lot, complaining about, you know, we have a multi-ethnic church. We thought we were unified, and we're having difficulty now actually unifying as a church body, as a leadership team, and as a church because of what happened last summer. And we need help. And so what we're seeing is at a time when we know the signs of the times are pointing to more and more that Jesus is coming back quicker and quicker, we're actually dividing more and more. And so we need to rise up as the remnant forces, remnant warriors, and actually do the work that we're called to do in this time, in this season. And so we're doing our part to help in that.
So so can churches contact you to give seminars or yes, whatever? Because it does seem to me that this is critical. I mean, the idea that people have no idea what they are trafficking in. They think, well, I'm just doing something good. I'm against racism and I'm just going to jump on board. And it's like, whoa, 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 folks, you don't have any idea what you're getting in bed with. BLM is, I mean, there's tremendous cynicism among the BLM folks because they're making money and they're getting power and they are using it to undermine, you and I would say, Black lives in America. The greatest irony is that if you actually care about Black lives, you better stand against Black Lives Matter. You better understand that when they are infiltrating churches, this is wicked. This is not neutral. This is not a political thing. Well, somebody's a little bit left and I'm a little bit right. No. Yeah. This is fundamental values that most Blacks in America come out of a Christian background, and they're getting fooled into thinking that somehow can coexist with the values of Black Lives Matter. And it's like a tidal wave.
Absolutely it is. What we're undergoing right now are diabolical times. The Lord is calling us as his bride to rise up, begin to see and discern the times, and actually begin to live out the gospel that we've been given. We've all committed our lives to a gospel. And it's now the time that we actually live it out in earnest, which means that we actually are intentional about discipleship. We disciple one another, reason together as these things happen in society. It should not catch. Here's where I think we've arrived where we are now. And I'll try to keep it short. COVID comes and really prevents us from gathering. And then you have, you know, these rage, you know, the outrage over George Floyd, and people are left to their own devices about how to process as a Christian what's happening in our streets. And because we're so separated, because we can't gather, and because so many churches don't have true discipleship agendas where people just share lives together, people are left to their own devices to try to come up with an appropriate narrative about how to respond to what they see happening. What we really need as a church body is to do Jesus's model for discipleship. His model was not gathering guys and going to the temple and reading the Torah multiple times in the week. It wasn't about the word. It was about relationship. He shared lives for 3.5 years with those 12 disciples. And that's the model that we need to do, because as these things happen in society, we need to be able to go to a brother and say, look, I'm feeling like this. Could you help me check? You know, let's look at the word together. Let's figure this out, because it seems like this, this, and this. I don't know if it's antithetical or not. I need to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a true discipleship model would allow us as brothers to come together and reason together and really figure out the appropriate response as brothers in the Lord, as opposed to me being left to my own devices and feeling guilted and saying, oh, okay, I'm just on board with what's happening.
Well, I'm just glad we've only got a minute left, but I'm just so glad that you're providing a resource for people, because this is so serious. People can go to everyblm.org. Everyblm.org is the website. Every Black Life Matters. Just 45 seconds left. Where can we leave things, Kevin?
Okay, so because this is a critical time, I'm encouraging all everyone in the body of Christ, whether you're a pastor, clergy of any type, or a parishioner, to please go to our website, number one. Number two, please sign up for our Remnant Rising conference. It's not our conference, it's actually workshops, where we would come to your church body and actually fully deconstruct what's happening in society right now as it relates to critical race theory, liberation theology. And
this is huge. And they can find this at everyblm.org, right?
Yeah.
I hope that there are tons of churches listening right now who will take you up on that. Folks, this is key. We're in a tough moment. Kevin McGarry, God bless you, and Neil Manman for the work you're doing. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Folks, welcome back. Albin, is today Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
It feels like Tuesday. So I'm glad that it is Tuesday. Because don't you hate it when it feels like Saturday and it turns out it's not?
No.
It just plays with, messes with your head.
Every day is Saturday for me when I'm doing the show with you. I feel like, whoa.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like Friday night. Okay. So we are, I want to make sure that we let people know how to get your hat.
Okay, here's the hat right here, folks. There it is. Yeah. Okay, well, that yes, you can go to shopmetaxas.com, or you could go to our radio webpage, metaxastalk.com, and right at the bottom, there's a banner. You click on that, you can get hats, T-shirts, and Eric's books, and even Hamster Holmes books, and you can get all of those, and you can support
the bottom line, let's be honest, the bottom line is the prices are unbelievably cheap. We're not in this to make a buck. When you see the prices, you'll say, why are they so low? Why are the prices so low? Well,
right.
I don't really know. I don't set the prices. This is Salem. At Salem basically decided, you know, to screw the Eric Metaxas show. Why do they need money? And so I don't know. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that the hats,
yes,
the T-shirts, the mugs. Did we forget to mention the mugs?
The mugs, yep.
These are some of the most handsome mugs in mugdom.
Yes.
Think about that. In all of mugdom, these are some of the most handsome mugs. They're so handsome, you'll be afraid to drink out of them, because you'll say, it's just too nice to drink out of. I don't want to put my dirty lips on that beautiful mug. And yet you will. You'll get used to it. Eventually, it won't seem like some kind of ethereal, platonic ideal of a mug. It'll be your mug.
Your mug with Eric's name on it. Your mug with Eric's name on it. Yeah.
It will look like it's the platonic ideal of mugness. And not smugness, mugness.
No, mugness.
And anyway, I just wanted to say that the prices are ridiculous. It's like Crazy Eddie. Our prices are insane.
Yeah. And
I think shopmetaxas.com, or go to metaxastalk.com, metaxastalk.com. But if you want to bypass that whole Metaxas Talk website, you can go directly to shopmetaxas.com. And what else we have there? There's books, signed books. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there's also Hamster Holmes, a complete set of Hamster Holmes. And of course, there's your books, the Donald books, Donald the Caveman. So there are all kinds of really good stuff there. And the reason why the prices are so low, because Eric wants to make sure that his name is worn by everybody in the world.
Yes, that's it. Okay, so I got another thing, Albin, to say before I forget. The when I spoke at Chino Hills, okay, they have a huge online presence. There's people, because it's COVID, tons of people are watching online. My book was in the top 100 on Amazon. It went to number 65 on Amazon just because I was preaching in this church. That's better, wow, like than doing TV.
It was Fish Out of Water,
A Search for the Meaning of Life. It was kind of amazing that just from preaching at Chino Hills, but I guess they have a huge online viewership, and you can go to my social media. I posted the sermon on there. I also should say, I've been telling people this, if you don't want to shop at Amazon, most of my books are available at mystore.com, which is related to mypillow.com. You can go to mypillow.com after you've done your sheet and towel shopping and pillow shopping. You can move over to mystore.com and use the same code, Eric, no extra charge. You can use the same code without being charged twice, Eric. And when you use the code Eric at mystore.com, you can get most of my books at very good prices and all kinds of other kooky items. You won't believe the items at mystore.com. You want to visit mystore.com just to see the other items that aren't my books. You won't believe it. And I mean that. You got to use the code Eric to get the big Eric and Taxes Show discount. Okay, when we come back, actually, we're not coming back. This is the end of the hour. Goodbye. You can go,